Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with 2017 Rockbridge High School graduate Justin Foy, currently a junior at Western Illinois University. Of course, a great pitching prospect for the Leathernecks, and we saw him pitch last year in the Prospect League during the summer and also the Cape Cod League. But unfortunately, with all this excitement in his junior collegiate baseball season, the whole thing gets shut down. So, Justin Foy, take us through the process. I think WIU was able to get 13 games in, and then all heck broke loose. So, take us through the process for you and WIU baseball.
So, basically, we played at Mizzou. It would have been the weekend of March 6th through the 8th, and we kind of heard that some things were getting canceled, and we figured that maybe we would just miss a couple weeks of the season until they got everything figured out. And Tuesday rolled around, and we played our midweek game against Austin Peay. And then team got back Tuesday night, and that's when it kind of all unfolded, and conferences started canceling everything, and, you know, saying, like, we couldn't resume practice or anything until April 1st, and then you give it three or four more days and the whole season just gets canceled and kind of unfolded pretty quick. Nobody really knew what to do, but the NCAA made the decision to give everybody back a year of eligibility. So that was a relief.
Well, and I assume when you started to see the conference college basketball tournaments getting canceled and then the NCAA tournament, the announcement made that the basketball tournament was going to be canceled. You probably knew that the writing was on the wall, so to speak, but you still had to be pretty disappointed when you heard the final word.
Right, and they had canceled all NCAA championships for the winter and the spring before they had actually canceled our season. So it was almost like we kind of expected it because you're really, you weren't playing to, you were really playing to win the conference, and that was it. And there wasn't going to be any regional that you would go to, or there was no College World Series. So for a lot of schools, it was like, well, what are we playing for anyway? So we kind of expected that it was coming, that the season would be canceled.
Well, I know for you personally, I mean, you were primed for some good things here in your junior season. I know you were dealing with a little bit of an injury early in the spring, but you had such a good summer last summer with the opportunity you had, I think, at the Prospect League and then at the Cape Cod League. So what about just this for you personally, coming off the great summer you had and really maybe having an opportunity to show something special here your junior year, and then, boom, it gets wiped out?
I mean, it is hard. It's a lot to kind of comprehend why stuff happens like this, but I think it gives me more time to mature, more time to grow physically and mentally, and I think it just gives me and my teammates a whole nother year to bond, to kind of get ready for, I mean, next season, and really see what we can do together.
Well, and you brought up the point about eligibility. So for a spring sport athlete in the NCAA, it's not just the current senior that gets the extra year of eligibility if they want it. It's everybody, right? Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, it'll be everyone that participated this spring. So every freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior will get another year of eligibility. So I will technically be, whatever they'll call it, a COVID-19 junior next year when I step on the field.
Yeah, it's going to be bizarre here. People say that. COVID-19 junior, that thing ain't never go away then. All right, so you probably, it's interesting, you probably could write a book on geography. I know we had a chance to see you play down in Normal last year at the Prospect League All-Star Game, and you played for the Lafayette, Indiana team, the Aviators, I believe, and then you went to the Cape Cod League, Falmouth, I believe. What state is that in?
Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
Yeah, so you go from Indiana to Massachusetts, and then you tell me if a season can take place this summer. You're going to Mankato, Minnesota, eh? So what?
Yep.
You could write a book on geography playing baseball.
Yeah, I think summer baseball is some of the most exciting times I'll probably ever have. You go one place for a whole summer, sometimes two, I guess, last summer, and you stay with a family that you've never really met before, and I've had great experiences with the host families that I've had in the past. And, I mean, they just take you in and you live under their roof, and then you're playing with 35 guys from different schools that you've also probably never met before. And, I mean, that's 35 new friends and guys that you're going to talk to for a while once that summer season's over.
So where you're planning to play this summer, it's called the Northwoods League, is that right?
Yep.
So how do you learn about those opportunities? Is it kind of word of mouth? Is it through the college coach, or is it just because maybe you played in the Prospect League last summer that led to the Cape Cod League and now to the Northwoods League?
It's coaches. It's kind of coaches placement, who they know. I feel like teams usually have kind of a network of connections of where they'll usually send guys, and I think that's kind of how we do it. But, I mean, also, I think all it takes is for a college coach to reach out to a summer ball coach and kind of be like, hey, I got a guy for you. You know, if you would be interested in taking him, he wants to, you know, come where you're coaching. So
the name of the team you're playing for this summer is what then? I mean, let's hope there's a league being played.
The Mankato Moondogs.
Wait a minute. Man, everybody in the Foy family going to want a Mankato Moondog sweatshirt for Christmas next year, that's for sure. All right, you know, I'm interested, you know, these collegiate athletes. You know, it's one thing to stay in shape. I mean, you can probably do that. But if you're talking about, and I don't care what the sport is, if you're off for a whole year, and you don't get live competition, and everybody's got to deal with it. But I just, how strange is that? Now, I know kids deal with injuries where maybe they're shut down for a whole season, but you're talking about everybody not playing live competitive games for, well, you got 13 games in the season at WIU, but I mean, just kind of missing a whole year and then trying to start back up for everybody. That's got to be pretty strange.
Yeah, it's going to be strange. I'm worried, I think, the most about just guys staying healthy and not trying to ramp up getting ready for the season. Again, I would assume most college baseball guys right now are probably continuing their normal throwing, their normal hitting and stuff, just hoping that summer ball is going to come back. But no, I think the biggest thing is going to be just guys being able to come back as healthy as they were for this past season, because it might be, I mean, we might have until winter break of next year to really be on our own the way things are going, and then you might just have to come back to school and get ready for a game in a month. So, yeah, I don't know how it's going to go. It's going to be weird.
All right, well, chance to visit with Justin Foy, a current junior this season at Western Illinois University, gets an extra year of eligibility, so he'll call himself a COVID-19 junior next season. And, again, this summer playing in the Northwoods League up in Mankato, Minnesota for the Mankato Moondogs. Hopefully they can play baseball this summer. Justin Foy, stay well down in Macomb.
Yep, thanks a lot, Jim.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.